This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here to talk about whatever is on your mind. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You get to create the content that is up on site for your enjoyment. Listeners like you have submitted content right there to the front page of the website, and you can vote on it. Whether you like it or dislike it, you can vote up or down on each item if you want. Go there and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Coming up, an update on the Libertarian Party presidential candidate race, in which, Daryl W. Perry, you are one of the top candidates.
Yes.
So we'll give you an update on that. Also, a bizarre story, another one out of Venezuela, about a socialist dream city. Did you know that there was a city named after Hugo Chavez that is basically supposed to be like a...
Does anybody live there?
It's basically supposed to... Yes, people do live there. It's kind of like a showpiece or a showcase for socialism, supposedly. So we'll take a little bit more of a look at that here in a few moments. And we'll start, though, with a disturbing story and probably a shocking story out of... Is it Florida, Daryl?
No, unfortunately, this one is not Florida.
Okay.
This is Wisconsin. So, Wisconsin man has been accused of waterboarding his girlfriend to figure out if she cheated on him with another man.
Wow.
The story comes from the
Washington
Post.
What are we going to tell these idiots that, that the torture doesn't work?
I don't know. Maybe if you get the government to stop, you know, trying to use enhanced interrogation techniques that totally aren't torture.
Why does torture not work?
Well, because, well, in this case...
You're going to get an answer out of somebody.
Yes, you're going to give her an answer. But she's not that stupid. If she says yes, then what is a person who's willing to waterboard you to find out if you've cheated on them willing to do to you after they have you tied up and they're waterboarding and they find out that you've cheated on them?
That and if you're torturing somebody, they're going to give you any information that they think you want.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether it's the truth. They'll just say whatever you want to hear to make the torture stop. That's
exactly
why it doesn't work.
Right. So if she did actually cheat on him and she tells him that, okay. But if she didn't and she's trying to scream out that she didn't cheat on him, is he going to believe her?
Well, probably not right away. I mean, if he was willing to waterboard her, that means that she's already told him no up to this point.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
So then he's going to have to pour a bucket of water on her face and decide whether or not that's good enough to, you know.
And it's not just pouring a bucket of water on someone's face. It's having them in a reclined position.
Yep.
And then you pour the water over them so that it makes it seem as though they're drowning.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not just, you know, like, hey, Mark, how are you? And you're sitting upright and I pour water on your head.
You remember, I think there have been a couple of people who have actually volunteered, like Mancow, who is a talk show host, kind of a conservative talk show host who pretends to be libertarian on some issues, from what I understand. But he's kind of like a warmongering conservative character, and he, I guess, wanted to get waterboarded on the air.
Yeah, he volunteered to do it because he said it's totally not
it's
torture.
It's no big deal.
It's no big deal. And I remember Glenn Beck did something to where he had one of his stooges waterboard him with a chocolate milkshake.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But in the case of Mancow, he was absolutely terrified during that, from what I recall.
Yes.
And I
he stopped it after like 10 seconds.
And
right?
You have an expert who's waterboarding you at that point who is not intending to kill you.
Correct.
As opposed to, you know, in this case, some psychopath who's not an expert waterboarder, or in the case of a terrorist, somebody who works for a foreign entity likely that you consider, you know, to be evil, who doesn't care about whether or not you live or die.
Wait a minute. Do we know this person is not an expert waterboarder? Is it possible he used to work for the U.S.
government.
Ian,
CIA.
It's possible he came from Mars, but the chances are that he is not.
No, Merrill, Wisconsin.
Chances are that he's not, but I'm just curious. I mean, what's the guy's background to even know? I don't know if the story gets into
Let me get into the story. The torture was detailed in a criminal complaint provided to the Washington Post and was part of an alleged string of violent abusive acts by Dylan Van Camp, exacted upon his one-time girlfriend throughout much of 2015.
You mean she's not still with him?
No.
Thank goodness.
No. The 22-year-old Merrill, Wisconsin man is facing 6 felonies and 3 misdemeanors, including suffocation, stalking, and battery.
Will he still be able to vote for Trump in county jail?
If he's convicted, I don't know. I don't think so. I would have to look up the voting
before before they're convicted, they can vote absentee or something.
I would have to look up to see what the rules are in Wisconsin. But if you're not yet convicted, then you have not lost your right to vote.
It would seem like it.
I would think that would be the case. Yeah.
But again, I would have to look up to see what the rules are in Wisconsin.
Let's just move ahead with this.
The county district attorney told the Washington Post, "I pursue these domestic violence cases to let people know we are watching and we are not going to brush these kinds of crimes under the rug." Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
How often does he see a domestic violence situation where someone waterboarded their, significant other?
This has to be a first. It seems like it's very unlikely this has happened too many times.
That's what I'm thinking. But the way he says this is, I pursue these to let people know that we're watching.
He means domestic violence in general. Because he was talking about the variety of offenses.
Okay, I'm just thinking, the way that the story flows, it makes it sound like, look into all of these waterboarding of spouse cases all the time.
I can see why you would say that, but that's not how I interpreted that. But it's a clear double standard, right? Because they're saying, this is torture when it's this guy doing it. But when it's the U.S. government doing it, the CIA, some sort of secret
enhanced interrogation technique.
I think it's legal.
I don't know that the prosecutor used the term torture here. The prosecutor said domestic violence.
Okay.
Right?
So the word torture was used. Is this the article that's saying torture?
That's me saying torture.
Okay.
Right. The article is not saying torture. The district attorney that I'm seeing in quotes here does not say torture. Okay. But Daryl W. Perry is saying this is torture.
Got it.
It's torture because in World War II, when the Japanese did it to Americans, it was considered torture. So therefore, when Americans do it to, somebody else in the year 2006, it's still torture. It didn't change in the 60 years in between. But I guess the question I would have here is the people that would claim that it is not torture, likely none of whom have been waterboarded, those people may or may not refer to it as violence. Because it's being called domestic violence here by the prosecutor, and it is not being called torture, so is it still violence?
The district attorney adds, now having said that, we're keeping an eye on this, letting people know we're watching. I would like to remind you that Mr. Van Camp is only alleged to have committed these crimes and is currently presumed innocent. However, the district attorney added that if Van Camp is convicted, since he's a repeat offender of strangulation and suffocation in another county, he could face up to a decade in prison and a fine of $25,000. And then they describe waterboarding here in the article. Waterboarding is a controversial interrogation technique in which a subject is immobilized and water is poured through a cloth covering their nose and mouth. In addition to being physically dangerous, it is designed to simulate the sensation of drowning in the victim. After labeling waterboarding as torture, President Obama's administration discontinued its use during his first term in office. Van Camp is also accused of throwing a fork at his former girlfriend and violently attacking her on 2 other occasions, once until she passed out. The victim, who is not identified in the redacted complaint, said she declined to report the abuse to police because she feared her boyfriend.
Pretty common.
The waterboarding incident took place in June, and it began when Van Camp and his girlfriend were at her apartment, according to the complaint. The woman told police that her boyfriend became enraged after he discovered that she was on a social media site speaking with the boy she had known for quite some time.
Mm.
The pair had only been
dating already
for about a month.
How can
when
you?
He punched wow. her in the face.
Oh, my God. We'll continue the story here. And if you want to comment on cheating and how far your partner has gone to try to catch you at it, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, the typical thing to do is somebody reads the chat logs. This has gone pretty extreme here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a situation that people find themselves in. Some people find themselves in frustration, curiosity, wondering, paranoia about your lover, about your partner, your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend. Are they cheating on you? Well, one man in Wisconsin took it pretty far in his investigation to try to determine whether or not. I mean, some people will hire a private investigator. Some people will break into a Facebook account or pick up their lover's cell phone and go through it. And, you know, these are all pretty paranoid things to do. But this guy actually waterboarded his girlfriend. Apparently, after he punched her in the face. Daryl, you're going to continue the story because we just started getting into what actually or allegedly happened in the situation. But first...
Yeah, I want to tell you about Super Beets. That's a vitamin supplement that Daryl and I have been taking for, go on 2 months now, Daryl?
Month and a half, maybe? Yeah,
something like that. And it is, I think it's great. If you don't know, speaking of investigations like this gentleman was doing, this investigation is going to be relatively painless. Do some investigation on nitric oxide and how it affects your circulatory system. Top athletes are using nitric oxide as a performance enhancer, and I can totally see why after taking Super Beets for 2 months now. It does amazing things. Not only does it bring down your blood pressure, increase your heart health. But, if you've got a problem getting cold, well, Super Beets increases your circulation so you won't feel that way. It also helps with a variety of situations. I guess I'm trying to dance around sexual performance issues, but, you can go investigate that for yourself over at FTLBeets.com. That's FTLBeets.com. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll also get the nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after drinking Super Beets to see that it's working in your body. So you can take a look. My wife just started today, by the way. Got the strips to be able to show her. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all this comes to you with free shipping. There's a lot of value add here because they want you to try it. Because if you don't see the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You can give them a call at 800-951-8940, FTLBeets.com. 800-951-8940, FTLBeets.com.
All right, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll get back to the story about the man who, a seriously abusive man, who waterboarded his one-month-long girlfriend to try to determine whether or not she was cheating on him. We'll continue with that in a moment. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts, Libertarian Banker to start things out here tonight on Free Talk Live. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. I want to bring up something you guys were talking about last night, you and Johnson, Ian.
Yes.
You were talking about how couples and how they handle money. And I have a lot of experience with this. I work with a lot of couples doing financial coaching and financial counseling with them. And the thing that I find is if couples put their money together and make a budget with that money together, it improves the marriage tenfold. I mean, where you spend your money is where your heart is. So you spend money on things that you care about. And if you and your significant other are spending money together, you're then dreaming together and your goals are aligned. So I think Johnson was kind of dancing around it last night when he was talking about it. And he was saying that, each couple should have their own spending money, but everything else should be handled together. And I agree with that. And also, Mark, I don't know if you were listening last night, but
I was not.
Took a little dig at you for the way that you and your wife handle money. So I thought I'd bring
that up. I didn't take a dig at him. I just talked about what he does, which is he gives all of his money to his wife, and she takes care of it. That's the agreement they have. That's not a dig.
Yeah, I get a little bit of allowance. Like maybe I'll get basically whatever isn't a 20 that she has in her wallet, I'm allowed to sort of have that in case I need to, buy a sandwich or something like that. And then she wants the receipt.
She lets you buy a sandwich.
You
wanted this because you say you're not good with money.
I'm not particularly good with money. Things have been generally better since she's taken over this particular role.
Mark, are you involved at all in some of the goal setting with the money at all? Or does she just basically run the whole thing? How does that work?
No, we do the major goal setting together. So about once a month, we go over sort of expenses and directions that we want to go, things like that.
Well, and that's great. That's great. I mean, when I was listening to Ian talk about it, it just sounded like you just kind of gave up on the whole thing. But that's great, because really it's the planning of the money that is the good thing. Getting into the nitty gritty, the day to day, logging transactions, that's a lot of grunt work that maybe one person in a relationship could do. But if you're making those decisions together, that's great.
I'd also say that there's a certain level of sort of disempowerment around, you know, women in relationships and things like that. And I can tell you that if they have the opportunity to handle the money, they don't feel disempowered any longer. Then they're the ones with the purse strings, and the ones with the purse strings, you know, they've got a say in how things go. Ultimately, she's a bookkeeper for the relationship, but that's because she does her job well, and I don't dispute things. I mean, if things went poorly, I suppose it would be something entirely different.
There's a saying that goes, women run the world because they control 100% of the sex and 50% of the money.
I've heard that saying.
Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. Let's go to Muhammad calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Muhammad.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I'm calling in regards. I'm a student at the University of South Florida. I'm a medical student, second year. And recently at my university, a presidential candidate for the student body was offered a bribe in exchange for excluding Muslims from student government. The Student Government Ethics Committee investigated this issue and has asked our university to begin an official investigation. It has been 4 months since these allegations have come out, and our university hasn't done anything about it. And we are trying to raise awareness about this issue. The bribe was done in exchange for keeping Muslims out of student government and passing a pro-Israel resolution.
How can, I'm just curious, I don't know.
What would a pro-Israel resolution do in student government?
Hold on, I got a question about how this all works, because I only went to community college for a little bit, and I don't know about all these universities and the systems there. So how is it that the president of the student government can just decide to keep Muslims out? How does that work?
So the president of the student government has like an executive branch, and he hires employees from the executive branch. He also nominates people to the Supreme Court of our student government, and so he has power over those issues, and he can choose not to hire Muslims if he chooses to do so.
Now, is this just a rumor, or was there some sort of like actual press release, some kind of policy that was issued about this?
So this is coming from the mouth of the candidate that won him, that won the presidential election himself. He said in his text messages, and he comes out and he says, I'm offered this bribe. And this bribe was offered all the way in December. And our university hasn't done anything about it. He has gone on record in the ethics committee saying he was offered a bribe by the Bulls for Israel and the Hillel student organization. But our university has refused to begin an investigation on it.
Is there a website you can point people to where they can learn more or, you know, help out, pass
Absolutely.
It around?
Absolutely. Just go to the Facebook page for the Muslim Student Association at University of South Florida.
Association, University of South Florida. Let us know what happens with that, Muhammad, and thank you for the call and the heads up on that tonight. Sounds pretty outrageous. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and we got time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can also join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, the latest on the Libertarian Party slugfest that is going on between the candidates, including our very own Daryl W. Perry, who's with us here tonight. We'll continue and also share more from Daryl's story about the maniac boyfriend who decided to waterboard his girlfriend in Wisconsin to ostensibly get the truth out of her about whether or not she was cheating on him 1 month into their relationship. We'll continue that story, but I also want to let you know, if you're online and you're not protecting yourself, then you have to expect that your privacy is being violated. You've got to take steps to protect yourself, and one of those steps I would recommend is ProXPN. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So whatever operating system, whatever device you're using, you can get ProXPN, likely. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. And ProXPN, by the way, keeps no logs of your activity. activities whatsoever. A lot of those VPNs do log. ProXPN does not. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, if you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. So, Daryl, catch us back up here. You've got a nutcase who has been in trouble with the law previously on multiple occasions
for domestic violence,
who is now in a relationship or was in a relationship with a lady for a month. He saw her allegedly chatting on Facebook.
It doesn't say Facebook, says on a social media site. So it could have been Instagram, Twitter, somewhere.
Chatting with someone another male who she knew.
Quote unquote, had known for quite some time.
Okay.
The pair had only been dating for about a month, left the apartment, and Van Camp, quote unquote, punched her about the face. The victim told police that she fled, and later that day, Van Camp showed up at her apartment again. Dragged her from the shower by her hair after punching her in the head and holding a knife to her face.
Do you give a guy a key to your apartment, or do you just leave the door open all the time after 1 month of a relationship?
Well, I would say it depends on the relationship.
I guess it would. I mean, I suppose you could have fallen madly in love with this person and have allowed them full access. But and in your typical relationship, I mean, would most people consider doing something like that? I wouldn't think so.
Well, I've been in relationships where I've given women the key to my the code to my garage door, and that's what I would use as the key to my house, because I just never use the front door. I just go in and punch in the garage code.
It's also possible he busted the door in. I mean, this guy sounds like a total psychopath.
Right. We don't know how he got into the apartment, but he did get into the apartment, drug her out of the shower by her hair.
Oh my God!
Punched her in the head, held a knife to her face. Van Camp proceeded to push the girlfriend onto the bed, placed a washcloth over her mouth and nose, and began pouring water over her face. The woman told police she knew what he was doing was known as waterboarding, and that, quote, it was some kind of torture because her eyes were left uncovered. She was able to see everything that Van Camp was doing. She told police that Van Camp dumped about 3 cups of water trying to get me to admit that I was cheating with the guy that she had been on the computer with. She stated that she could not breathe and it felt like she was drowning. The abuse would continue for months.
Hold on.
Not months consistently, but, you know, like...
thing happened? And that wasn't the end of this?
That was not the end of the relationship.
Wow. Okay.
Right, and...
I thought this was like the last straw and that she'd gone to the cops after she was waterboarded.
No, it was mentioned earlier in the article.
So it's one thing to say, you know, we've got 3 kids together and I just can't, leave and that kind of thing.
Wow.
But it appears as though she's got her own apartment.
Yeah.
And they've been going out for a month. So... it would seem like, yeah, I got to say, if any violence occurs, a warning should be issued. And in that warning, you state, the next time this occurs, really, really, I'm out of here.
I would say zero tolerance on violence, personally.
I think that, I think people...
Unless it was an accident or something, like, bumping someone with an elbow accidentally.
You don't accidentally waterboard someone.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you don't just give someone a pass if they jack you in the face or waterboard you.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Earlier, abuse does not go to, all the way to 10 in the first instance.
I don't care. If it's just, I mean, if it's somebody getting punched in the face, that's pretty serious.
And it does say earlier in the article that the reason she did not go to the police is because she feared her boyfriend.
Okay.
So let me get down to where we were.
I'm sorry. I guess I misunderstood. I thought that he had been involved in these domestic violence issues previously with other girlfriends and this other girl prior to the waterboarding, and that was like the apex of the abuse. So apparently, no, it was just the beginning of the abuse.
During one choking incident, Van Camp broke down in tears and said to his girlfriend, I'm sorry, I don't want to go back to prison. During another attack, the victim...
As he choked her out.
Yes. During another attack,
this is another thing. As a guy who's, spent 8.5 years in prison, I guess I find a certain amount of pride when I talk to ex-girlfriends who, you know, go on, and obviously life goes on after after the exes, and they're like, you know, the guy after you hit me and stuff.
Aww.
And, well, I mean, it's just, I gotta say, it's kind of funny, right? Like, you get the convicted murderer who's never touched, never would lay a hand on you. He won't put up with your crap, but he won't lay a hand on you. And then, yeah, it turns out the guy, the guys in real life, the wusses, you know, they can't handle this whole, you know, arguing with a woman thing.
During another attack, the victim told police that Van Camp grabbed a pair of pliers before looking at her and saying, one thing has to go, a tooth or a nail.
Jeez.
After terrifying the woman, she says that Van Camp put down the tool. The victim was able to provide police with some photographic evidence of her injuries, but she told police that Van Camp had deleted photos from her phone.
Yeah, how do you prove waterboarding without having video?
You don't, other than, you know, a count of it. But,
right.
You know, like, I could probably make up a description of almost anything if I wanted to get somebody in trouble. So, you
do
know,
I need to prove waterboarding? So let's assume that somebody could physically waterboard me, a significant other. I don't feel like I have to do anything about it after that, other than, you know what, I'll see you later. Or give them a call and let them know that, hey, I got all my stuff while you're at work, mm-hmm. or whatever it is that I did. I don't feel like I have to do anything after that.
Not go to the police. But if there's a criminal charge against someone, you have to convince the jury beyond a reasonable doubt that the thing happened.
Yeah, I get that you have to, but...
saying you wouldn't bring the cops in.
I really wouldn't in this circumstance. I just, you know, when it comes to waterboarding, it's like, you're a psychopath. And, there was a better way to get references.
Wait a minute. There's this psychopath guy who has sent you threats over the internet, one of the callers to this show, James Wittekind.
Yep.
And you definitely went to the police on that, and that was just over a threat.
It wasn't one instant.
I understand that, but he didn't actually waterboard you, whereas now you're saying you would just let an actual abuser go with no, you know, issue whatsoever? No, you wouldn't even let the police know? Because remember, this woman was afraid that this guy was going to come after her.
I'm sure she was.
So isn't there some value in letting the police know, hey, there's this nutcase, he's abused me, I don't want to bring charges because I can't prove it, but I just wanted to let you know in case he continues to threaten me or whatever.
That's a fine thing to do, but if the police then decided that we're going to go after charges, then that's a fine thing for them to do. It's just, I guess I only care if we're talking about sort of long-term damage here, personally, for me. So if I'd been waterboarded, generally, you get up and walk away from waterboarding after 15 minutes. You might be a little emotionally scarred, but you're living, right?
I don't know. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Getting out of an abusive relationship, you can tell your story.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Perhaps you've been in an abusive relationship. Apparently, a lot of people have at some point. And how did you get out? You know, what was your strategy? Did you feel like you had to wait? Because the lady in the story that Daryl was telling us about here, the psychopath boyfriend, apparently waterboarded her at one point and also punched her in the face and dragged her out of the bathroom by her hair.
That was before the waterboarding. The punching in the face and right. Dragging by the hair was before the waterboarding.
Then, after the waterboarding, she said that she needed to stay with him because she was afraid of him.
Yes.
Which is a weird thing to say, but it's not uncommon, right, for abuse victims to stick with the abuser. Now, sometimes, and I, you know, again, I'm not speaking from experience. Well, I guess I did have one lady kind of beat me a bit, but generally, I haven't had much experience with this. And I've heard from people that have been in these relationships before that, you know, they stuck with it. Some of them because he loves me or I love him or whatever, he'll get better. Sort of like an ongoing narrative of that this is just a phase and, you know, he'll get through it. Or there's this version where I'm so afraid of this person, I'm going to stay because I'm afraid what will happen to me if I leave.
Right.
So those are two of the more common variants on why abuse victims stay in a relationship. If you know of other, you know, stories, I'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're telling us your own personal story, or you have a friend or a family member who was in an abusive relationship. Maybe you helped them escape. What was that like? If you want to give us your perspective on things, we'd love to hear from you. Now, Daryl, was there more from the story? Because you had told us that the abuse continued after the waterboarding. At what point did she finally, does it even say when she finally decided to go to the police?
It doesn't say. The only thing left in the article is part of his criminal history that includes bell jumping, disorderly conduct, battery, strangulation, and suffocation.
Oh, my.
And then they also mentioned possession of drug paraphernalia, which, you know, one of those things has no victim.
Yeah. So at some point, the police were notified. Did it mention, I may just not have recalled the detail, did it mention for how long she stuck with him after this? Because it was 1 month into the relationship when he waterboarded her. She said she stuck with him after that for a period of time, and abuse continued. But we don't know for how long.
It doesn't say. The article is dated March 2nd. Mentions that the waterboarding happened in June, but does not mention when the charges were filed, when he was arrested, when the police found out, etc.
Got it. So right now he is facing charges on this, and I don't know. If we hear anything else about the case, we'll certainly let you know.
Facing a decade in prison because of his previous history of stalking and battery and other charges.
Now,
other convictions, rather.
Have either of you guys, been in a situation like this, or have known someone closely who has been in an abusive domestic violence situation?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's been, knows somebody who's been in some kind of domestic violence.
But I mean, when you're
situation.
Close, have you been close to it? Have you had to, help someone hide or escape from a situation like that?
I had a neighbor one time, and I tried giving her some help, but she was like, no, he's going to stop.
Mm.
And no, he didn't. He never stopped, but she didn't want any help. And she didn't want me doing it. And she told me, don't call the cops. Don't confront him about it. It'll be fine.
And you respected her request.
I respected her request.
Should Daryl have respected her request? I say
probably not, but
I say, yeah. I mean, I don't blame you for respecting her request in that case, because it's ultimately none of your business.
None of your business.
Even though she's made it your business by telling you about it, it's still none of your business, right?
Right.
Well, she didn't
drama.
Necessarily tell me about it. Like, I
you
heard. No, I never saw it.
Oh, okay.
If I would have seen it, I would have intervened.
I see.
I heard it, and, it was one of those things of not really sure if it's what I think it is or if they're just, going at it kind of rough. And so when I saw her the next day, I asked, I was like, is everything okay? Because I heard something, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's fine, it's fine. He does this every now and then, but, he's going to stop. He loves me, and I love him. And, so it was what it was. And it was also kind of my business because it happened in an apartment complex that my dad owned that I was the property manager of.
Hmm.
I guess I want to know this. Have any of them ever stopped? Have the abusers
has it actually gotten better?
Ever stopped? I mean, I suppose it's out there, right? Like, I've had a situation with a woman who hit me. One time,
yep.
And I said, you will never hit me again. If you hit me again, I will leave, and I will never come back. This relationship is over instantly. And
was it an open slap or a closed fist?
It was a closed fist, but it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm of the opinion that these sorts of things progress, right? Like, and if you allow the first one to go by, that you don't that the others will come after that. So I think that you sort of establish a relationship relatively quickly, and that some people will that there's people that sort of potentially will be abusers that won't be abusers if the relationship is established properly. So in that particular case, I think that it's just one of these kind of people that that a certain amount of hitting is okay in a relationship as long as it doesn't get too bad. Well, I don't think that's okay, because how hard am I allowed to hit you for it to be okay? And I don't know the answer to that. The answer to that is nobody's ever going to think that that's okay, right? Like Mark Edge, the ex-convict hitting his girlfriend.
Nope.
It's just never going to be okay. So it's not okay for you to hit me.
Let's go to David. He's on the line in Keene via Skype. Hello, David.
Hi. I'm wondering what kind of intelligence did he get from this enhanced interrogation? Did she cheat on him or...
Article doesn't say.
Yeah, we don't get that information. By the way, David, just a little feedback on your audio. We can understand you, but it sounds like you're kind of talking through a pillow. I don't know if you're using like a headset or something that might be changing your voice quality, but it's not the best. We can understand you, though.
Oh, well, maybe it's my setup.
Could be. Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
Would the would it have made a difference if she cheated?
I think it would, because he probably, if he's going to waterboard her to find out, he probably would have killed her if she did.
Admit to it.
True.
Whew. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here, whether you want to talk about domestic violence, domestic abuse. I know that there was a state representative here in New Hampshire who made an offensive, or to some people, an offensive statement. I don't have the exact statement in front of me. I'm going to try to just kind of paraphrase. But essentially, he had suggested that perhaps some of the people in these abusive relationships want to be abused. Is that a possibility?
Anything's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know how likely it is.
Well, obviously,
I don't know what the probability is, but it's always a possibility.
I mean, I guess the suggestion
was, there could be one person that is like, yeah, I love being punched in the face. So I'm going to go find somebody that will punch me in the face.
Hold on. I mean, I'm of the opinion, if you keep going back, especially if you're, we're not talking about having kids, or this is a lady who was in 1 month in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, her emotional attachment doesn't seem like you are completely healthy if your emotional attachment is that deep after a month that you simply can't leave the abuser. I guess that's what I'm saying here. But it seems to me what I've seen just sort of going through life is that these are the kind of folks that love drama. Look at me! Give me some more drama! You know, how do we get a little more drama and have some makeup sex and do all this fun stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I want from these people? Stay out of my life. I want, if this is your idea of fun with your significant other, keep away from me, because you are going to bring your bad, messed up mojo somewhere near me and my family, and I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from on that one here. I tend to agree with that, but I also don't want to discount someone who says, I'm afraid. I feel like I can't leave because I feel like this person's going to come after me. I feel like this person is going to continue to hurt me, going to track me down. So I can understand that, and I'm not saying I disbelieve it, but at the same time, maybe there are some people who secretly, maybe they don't even know it, but that they are attracted to this drama, that they're attracted to these conflicting situations within their own personal life. And that's the reason why they keep coming back to it. So not that they necessarily overtly want to be beaten, but that it's just sort of something that they do.
I'm saying it's possible, but I don't know how probable.
I think it has happened, but how often it happens, I don't know. If you want to share your experience here, please do. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One libertarian candidate doesn't believe in the ideas of non-aggression. We'll talk about what's going to happen to him coming up. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.